Praise the
Lord.
Somebody celebrate Jesus. Praise the Lord. The Lord of God, the Almighty. Worship the Lord. For the Lord of God, the Almighty. Hallelujah, he
reigns.
Hallelujah, he reigns.
Hallelujah, for God and God the Almighty.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah, for God and God the Almighty.
Say to Matana. Hallelujah, he reigns.
Hallelujah, for the Lord and God the Almighty. Hallelujah, for Lord and God the Almighty.
Thank you for the last time now. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah, for Lord our God, the Almighty.
Oh, yo.
Hallelujah, for Lord our God, the Almighty.
Fire, bless him again. Give him praise again. Give him glory again. Open your mouth and bless him. Open your mouth. Open your mouth. Command your mouth to bless him. Command your soul to bless him. Bless the Lord, oh my soul, and forget not his benefit. Bless him again, bless him again. Bless him again for delivering us from destruction. Delivering us from destruction. Thank him again. These powerful testimonies of healing from heart condition, severe, terrible heart condition. And the Lord delivered our people. Thank him for the deliverance that he has wrought in your own lives. We give you praise, Lord. We thank you, Jesus. Thank him. Someone else is going to be testifying. A major testimony is coming forth from this thanksgiving as we thank him. A major testimony will be coming forth. The thanksgiving is going to produce a major testimony. Someone will testify about a mighty deliverance. Go ahead and thank him. Shambarabakabada. Hey, Hikrasena Borokuba. Thank him. Sahaiba. Ekeria Hakunda. Skeriana Makai. Grea Anton Torakadisk. My Jesus, thank you. Someone had a terrible heart condition for 5 years. And for 5 years, he couldn't lie down with the side. For 5 years, she was tormented. She was oppressed. She was in pain. For 5 years, and the Lord came and just like that. How much do you think that medical professionals would have used to work on that? But the Lord just came just like that to heal her. The Lord just came just like I give the Lord the praise and the glory. Go ahead and bless him. I want us to bless the Lord. Someone was also tormented under the heart condition and was almost going to die. But the Lord said no. The enemy wanted to take away his life. Spending money in the hospital here and there. Traveling from one hospital to different states. They have traveled to different to null and void. But the Lord came and healed him just like that, just by the name of Jesus. The power that is in the name of Jesus took away that infirmity, that demon spirit of death, that spirit of infirmity was expelled just in the name of Jesus. Give him the praise. Bless the name of the Lord.
If you are not thanking him now, I wonder what you want him to do for you. We didn't call anybody to contribute money so that we can send them to the hospital. We didn't ask you money. How much do you think we would have raised to bring this solution? Already he was spending hundreds of thousands. Give him the praise and the glory. Jesus, thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Lord Jesus. I bless you. I bless you. I bless you. Let's take this song together. Do, do, do. Ogenedo. Ogenedo. Let it flow from your heart as you are thanking him now. Do, do, do. Lift up your voice together. Ogenedo. Kusaleda. Ogenedo. 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 Somebody was in the Lord right now. The Sabada, Sigi de Sabela Bada. Everybody lift up your voice. Let's worship the Lord now.
Okay,
Somebody say, just tell him thank you. Let it flow from your heart. Somebody sing that. Everybody worship the Lord. Are you worshiping the Lord? Are you praising the Lord? Somebody worship the Lord. Oh, yeah, somebody. Oh, can I kill him? Somebody worship the Lord. We love you, Jesus. We love you, Jesus. Command your soul to bless him. Focus on him as you worship him. Focus on his blessings in your life. Has he not been wonderful to you? Has he not been beautiful? He's faithful. He's been beautiful to us. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Mighty God. Mighty God. Mighty God. Mighty God. You are wonderful. Jesus, mighty God, mighty God, mighty God, mighty God, you are wonderful, mighty God. Jesus, mighty God. Mighty God, you are Mighty God.
Mighty God.
Jesus.
Mighty God.
Jesus.
Mighty God.
Jesus.
Mighty God. You are wonderful.
Mighty God.
Mighty God. You are wonderful, mighty God,
mighty God,
mighty God,
oh, yo,
mighty
yo.
God,
oh, yo, yo.
Mighty God,
oh, yo, yo.
Mighty God, you are wonderful, mighty God.
Mighty God,
oh,
yo. Mighty God,
mighty God,
mighty God,
mighty God,
you are wonderful, mighty God. We love you, Jesus. We worship you. You are mighty. You are mighty. And you are mighty in our midst. For you do mighty things in our midst. Mighty things. All because you are mighty. And because you came and you are doing mighty things in our midst, you have also made us to be mighty. Mighty miracles you have done in our lives. Mighty healings, mighty deliverance, mighty breakthroughs, mighty lifting, mighty connections, mighty things. It has pleased you, mighty God, to also make us mighty. Mighty in many things. Thank you. We return the praise to you. We ask you, give us your word tonight. Let your spirit reign in our midst, reign in our lives. Let evil spirit be expelled. Let light come forth. Let there be freedom again. In the name of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus Christ. I pray for you tonight. May the Lord come to you in the area of your concern. In the area of your need. May the Lord come to you in the area of your need. In the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Father, for your word. And thank you for what you are going to do. Blessed be your name, for we pray in Jesus Christ's name. Put your hands together for Jesus. God bless you. Be seated. You make me lie down in green pastures. You make me wanting for nothing. You are my shepherd. You are my Jesus. You are my Lord. You make me lie down in green pasture. You make me wanting for nothing. You are my shepherd. You are my Jesus, you are my Lord. You make me lie down in green pasture. You make me wanting for nothing. You are my shepherd, you are my Jesus, you are my Lord. Take it one more time now. You make me lie down in green pasture. You make me wanting for nothing. You are my shepherd. Interested in your life more than you are interested. God is more interested in your life more than you are interested. God is more interested in your situation more than you have interest. God is more interested in helping you more than you are interested. Now, I know many of us here, by the grace of God, by the teachings of faith, I believe that you must have collected the eyes of faith, the eyes of faith that makes you see by faith what you want to become or what God wants you to become. But I want to let you know that God is more interested in you becoming great than you are interested. God is more interested in that prosperity than you are interested. God is more interested in you walking and living in holiness than you are interested. I want you to know you are not alone. Praise the Lord. God wants your marriage to be sweet. He's interested. That is his desire. There is nothing else in his mind. He does not want failure. He doesn't think failure about you. So anything that is suggesting failure is a devil. He's not seeing you in anything. He's seeing you excelling. He's seeing you becoming a better Christian. He's seeing you serving him well. So any thought at all that does not suggest that is from the devil. Any thought that is not going to be well with you. Any thought that you are going to not fulfill the purpose of God for your life. Any thought that says that you are not going to live to fulfill the number of years and days that God has prepared for you is from the devil. He has a thought for you. And he said that thought is of good and not of what? You need to start thinking like this. That is the plan of God for you. God does not want you to marry the wrong person. It's not in his agenda. He has not imagined it before. See, any kind of such imagination is not coming from God. It's coming from the devil. God has not imagined you failing before. He has not seen it. So anything that is showing it to you is a demon. God does not see you in sickness. Am I talking to someone? It's not his way for your life. He's not seeing you in poverty. The thought I have for you, says the Lord, is what? So where is that evil thought coming from? Why is it that we believe the evil thought that a stranger is bringing more than the thought of the one that ordained your life, that packaged you, that created you, that formed you? Who is supposed to have the rule? And whose will or decision should prevail in your life? Is it not the will of the one that formed you? This one formed you, one. And you are also in his hands. You are not a sinner who is in the hand of the devil. You are a saint, a child of God. You've been redeemed by the blood. You are now in the hands of God. Why are you allowing the demonic thought of failure, of evil, to take over you? Whereas, the one that you are in his hands, he has one thought. What's the thought? Good. Why are you now aligning or agreeing with the thought of a stranger, one demon somewhere, about your life? And when you agree, you see those things playing, and then he comes to tell you, how come we are listening to demons more than we listen to God? Think in these lines. Why are you listening to a stranger more than you are listening to the one that formed you? The one that has the manual for your life. The blueprint for your life. He has the blueprint. He has the skeleton, the structure of your life. He knows the end from the beginning. He's the one that formed your end. And he made it from the... Am I talking to someone? He has seen where you will end. And he came from the beginning and started your life. And made you conscious so that you can walk through the life he has seen. He's telling you that this is what I saw. This is what I programmed. This is what I kept. And you are walking in that path. and you are listening to one stranger who did not create you, who did not form you, who added nothing in creation. You think we are talking about Satan speaking to people and talking to them in their mind, in their thought? Satan spoke to Eve, kept speaking until Eve listened to him. He kept speaking. Today I tried to check how many times Satan spoke to Jesus Christ in Luke chapter 4. I've not checked it before. I know he spoke to him. But today I began to calculate how many times Satan came telling Jesus the same thing. He has not even come to you like that. And we listen to him. So you see Satan coming to speak to Jesus again and again. So I sat down to calculate. The Bible said the Spirit of God, Jesus was full of the Spirit, and he was led where? Into the wilderness. To be what? To be tempted by the devil. And he was there for how many days? 40 days and 40 nights. And the Bible, those days he did what? He fasted. Now, how many temptations do you have in the Bible? The temptation of Jesus Christ. Three. That was the summary. Satan tempted Jesus for 40 days. In a day, 24 hours. What you have in the Bible is the last temptation, the summary. The Bible said to be tempted by the devil. So for 40 days, Satan was tempting Jesus. But what you have there is summary of the temptation. Now, if the summary is like that, imagine the temptation. What you have written down is the summary. So imagine how far he has spoken to him and tried to put in pride in him. When he said, jump down, they will carry you. Do you know the number of demonic suggestions he has put in his mind? But he refused to allow it. When the devil speaks, Jesus spoke back. You just have three recorded, three. The brother that wrote Hebrew told us that he was tempted in all things. He told me that he was tempted in all things. So any kind of temptation that comes to you now, Jesus saw it within 40 days. For 24 hours, he was subjected under perpetual temptation. Satan spoke to Jesus for 40 days, morning and night, afternoon, evening. For 40 days, he was giving him suggestions. But Jesus refused to take those suggestions because he was the Word. He was loaded with the Word of God. That's why there is nothing I will do to help a man listening to me that does not sit down to feed on the Word. Even if I speak to the demon in you to get out and you don't sit down to read the Bible, to learn the Word of God, it come when Satan will speak to you till the point you are going to yield to what he's saying to you. Because it takes the Word of God to renew the mind and to resist the devil from settling in your mind. It is the Word of God that will not allow that demonic suggestions to form a vision in your mind. And until you feed yourself with the Word of God and you are loaded with the Word of God, very soon you will begin to collaborate with the devil with those suggestions to create a vision. And once it becomes an imagination, a vision, is ready to be executed. If you don't learn to sit down on the Word and feed yourself with the Word of God until you are full, then you can still become a prayer in the hand of the devil. Do you know why Eve was demonized? I just said something. You know, I prepared to say this because when I got to see it, I was shocked. I told you about Mommy Eve. Mommy Eve was demonized. She was under the influence of demons. The demon spirit attacked her mind and prevailed. You read the temptation of Adam and Eve? Are you with me? In Genesis chapter 3. Hope you know that's what we are teaching. Eve was demonized, and that was how the devil deceived her. Her mind. The child of God cannot be possessed by demons, but he can be demonized. He can be obsessed. He can be oppressed.
So the demon came and began to oppress Eve. I said, look at that tree. Go and eat it, you will not die. Said, did God say you will die? She said, yes. If we touch it, we die. If we eat it, we die. Satan knew this woman, though she was the mother of creation, but is not worded. Hope you know that Eve was not worded. You are looking at me now. I've been teaching you for some time. Are you here? You talk to me. Eve was not worded. She lacked information. She lacked revelation. She lacked the complete detail of the truth. She did not pay attention to details. That's why I'm telling you. Because if you don't listen to what I'm saying, someone can become a thief in his area of ignorance. You will discover that where Satan is dealing with is where you are ignorant. So Satan came to Eve and discovered her area of ignorance. What was that? In Genesis chapter 3, Satan came and began to speak to Eve. I think in verse 2 and 3. Satan said, did God really say you will die? The woman said, yes. God said, if we eat it or even touch it. When God gave that instruction, he did not say touch it. What he said was eat it. Where did Eve bring touch it from? So she did not have complete detail. She was walking in assumption. That's why I told you the other time that assumption is the shortcut to failure. You must learn to pay attention to the word of God. Whatever God is saying to you, you must pay attention to it. So in verse 3, he said to the devil, God told us not to touch it. God did not say that. But then, Satan has been monitoring Eve. Monitoring Adam and Eve. And these things were happening in the thought. Some people used to think that Satan came physically to Eve and spoke to Eve just like I'm speaking. It's not true. You know why? Adam was seated there with Eve the day Satan came. If it was happening like an audible voice temptation, Adam would have rebuked Eve, rebuked the devil, hearing what Satan was saying to Eve. But this was happening in her mind. So Adam was there, but he didn't know what Satan was talking to the wife. They were together. The Bible said they were together. As the temptation was going on, it came as an oppression. And suddenly Eve yielded. The Bible said, and she looked at the tree and looked at the fruit, and it was good for food. At this point, the demon entered her mind. Before, it was an attack from external, from outside. Immediately, she began to meditate on it. She began to entertain the thoughts. Her vision changed. The tree she looked at before and saw that, she looked at it and she saw that it was good for what? For food. Her vision changed. So, that thought changed her vision. That's why when these imaginations and, when these suggestions and thoughts from the devil begins to come against you, once you begin to entertain it, your vision changes. Three, she looked at before and saw disobedience and saw death. She now looked at it and she saw something that was good for food. Her vision changed. Demonic thoughts can change your vision. Praise the Lord. Last day like this, you are seeing vision. The visions you are seeing is not what God is saying about your life. The vision you are seeing is not what God is seeing about you. You are now under the influence of a demon. If your vision is not what God is showing you, you are now under the influence of a demon. In the course of the revelation that God has been giving me, I have conducted several deliverances on myself. Did you hear what I said? On myself. I've conducted several
You know what? When I started, I told you that so many of you will need deliverance. I think I'm joking. As you are opening this thing, many of you, the visions you are seeing is not from God. You need deliverance. And by June, I'll begin to deal with as proper. I don't care whether I can get there. I'll just stop everything now because I'm thinking that we need to go into the deliverance proper. What do you see? The brother said, I see an almond tree. He said, you saw well. Eh? I will now esteem my word to do what? To perform. Jeremiah chapter 1 verse 12. Elijah said to Elisha, if you can see me when I'm taken, what you are looking for become yours. It will just become yours. So you discover that Satan, having understood the power of sight, I don't know why I'm talking about seeing today. He has understood the power of sight. And you discover that when I'm talking about sight, I'm not just talking about this, your physical eyes. I'm talking about the eyes of the heart. There is one kind of eyes called the eyes of your heart. Paul captured it in Ephesians chapter 1 verse 18. At that point, there is this eyes in your heart. As the thinking, as the thoughts are taking place, it creates an imagery. You have a vision in your heart. That's what you become. That's what I have to cry to God. I say, purge my heart. Purge my mind. Purge me. Purge me of any unclean thing. Purge me of any darkness. I don't want to be thinking how the devil is thinking about me. I don't want to see life how the devil is seeing life about me. I want to see things the way you are seeing it about my life. I have to cry to God and say, put my mind. I want to see my life the way you see it. God does not see you the way Satan sees you. But many of us, we try to see what Satan is seeing because we don't know the word of God about our lives. Because when you know what God says about your life, you begin to see those things. No matter the thoughts that the devil is bringing your way. Now, knowing what God has said about you, you will see them and not what the devil is saying. Because whose report are we supposed to believe? We are supposed to believe the report of the Lord and not of any demon, not of any stranger. Paul preached and talked to the Philippian church and said to them, think in this line. Philippians chapter 4. He said, think in this line. Anything that is noble. He said, that was how Paul was thinking. He was not thinking failure. Anything that is perfect. Anything that is excellent. Anything that is pure. That was how Paul was thinking. He was thinking pure things. Pure things. You see, you think impossibility. That's why you don't see possibility. You think I cannot. I cannot. I'm talking to someone. Put up that scripture in Philippians chapter 4. Is it verse 10 or verse 8? Look at that. Verse 8. He said, finally, brethren, whatever things that are true. Look at the way Paul was thinking. He thought things that are true. Why are you thinking about lies? Why you live in suspicion? When you do things with people, you are suspecting them because you think lies. You think lies until you become a liar. We saw the other day in John chapter 8, around 14. So that Satan is the father of all liars. That when he lies, he speaks his native language. He said, think on things that are true. Whatsoever that is true, think about it. When you are thinking on the truth, you cannot remember the lies of the devil. Even when that lies come, you tell the devil you are a liar. Shut up. He said, whatever that is noble. Do you know what is nobility? Why are you thinking dishonorableness? He said, think honor. How many of us are thinking honor? He said, think noble. You know what is noble? They say these are the nobles. Where else did you see yourself as a noble? You see yourself as a nobody. Because a demon is ministering to you.
That's why timidity is one activity of demons. I don't care who you are. They may call you the meek or call you one quiet sister. I don't mean to talk to anyone. I'm just preaching. Timidity is an activity of demons. You can't be timid and take noble. You see yourself like a dog. I'm not saying you should become proud. But there is difference between humility and timidity. They are not the same thing. Some of you are timid. You think you are humble. You are just a timid being. Because when power comes in your hand and when promotion comes, you begin to display something. And people are saying, we thought this guy is humble. No, he was timid. It's not humility. The test of humility is shown when you are in authority. That's what we know. I don't know you that you are humble the way you say, sir, to me. Or you call me daddy, sir, sir. It's a lie. Let me check the way you deal with others. The people that are under you and the people that are of your equal. That's when I know how humble you have become. Let's check how you deal with those under you. I know whether you are humble. That's why you see some people, they are looking quiet. They are looking calm. Suddenly, promotion comes. They enter into one position. And the person begins to manifest the real thing. Some people say he has changed. He did not change. He just expressed himself. You are the one thinking he changed. He was just timid because he was poor. Now, small change entered his hand. The real thing in him came out. He said he has changed. That guy did not change. He has never been humble before. If only Gemedi Anobi. That's what a little boy said. So even Gemedi Munobi. So you are thinking he's quiet. A young boy said that. We are giving him instruction, telling him what to do, how to help his life. He went to tell the people with him. So we were seeing him as a quiet young man. We are seeing Manifo Gemedi Ade. No, and one day he woke up and did Ifedi Anobi. People were saying, hey, I am not whether this brother can do these things. Oh, Ifedi Anobi, oh, take God, the oh, go, boy, Ramara. But thinking is low. Two things are there. It's either a demon spirit has kept you down, making you believe you cannot be great. Or because you've not been exposed by learning, by training, by education. That's what makes people to think ignoble. Are you with me? People think ignoble. Look at that. Whatever things are just, think on the things that are what? Just. Think on things that are righteous. Think on things that are pure. Think on things that are lovely. Wow. Lovely things. Wow. Lovely marriage. Lovely home. Can't you think like that? Lovely. Amen? Are you always thinking failure, accident, thinking nonsense? Anytime you see accident, it's not from God. You hear what I said? If you ever see accident, if it is God showing it to you, he's showing you to cancel it. And anytime God gives you a revelation, he has shown you that thing so that you can revert it. But when God shows me, when he comes to me and gives me a revelation, if that revelation is not good, we cancel it. And we enforce it not to happen. Are you catching what I'm saying? And they don't happen. I've seen several things that are terrible. And I knew that this was God showing them to me. I didn't even announce to you. I don't need to tell you because I don't know your capacity. I can tell you and you become afraid. And the fear can invite that thing and it will happen to you. So I don't need to tell you. So I get to deal with that thing. And when I've dealt with them, they don't happen again. Amen? See things that are pure. Then he added of good report. are you seeing evil report every time? Good news will come to you. Wake up every day expecting good news. Yeah. Expect that that one that has not been pregnant is going to conceive. Expect that healing. Expect that deliverance. Expect that contract. Expect that connection. Expect that breakthrough. Expect something good to happen to you. Not living in the fear of destruction. I'm waiting for some good things. I live a life of hope. Hope of good things. Hope of elevation. Hope of breakthrough. Hope of revival. Hope of salvation. I live a life of hope. He said, whatever things that are of good report and things that are of virtue, character, correct character. He said, think in these lines. And then he added, and if anything is praiseworthy, he said, think on these things. You see where to keep your mind? Keep your mind here. But how do you know things that are of good report? Except in the word of God. Imagine Satan talking to Jesus, and Jesus said to the devil, it is also what? Written. It's also what? If he didn't know the scripture, Satan would have robbed him that day. Many of you became victims because you don't know the good reports that God has written or said about you. So Satan the liar comes and gives you a lie and you believe it. So look at you. Look at you. Fine boy like you. And Satan say you'll be poor. Look at you. God took time to mold you and deposited graces. Deposits of grace in your life. Perfect potential. Amen. It means you were God to mold you. Do you know what it took God to form you? Satan tried to destroy you, even from your mother's womb. And God said, no. What is it that God cannot do? Look at how pretty you are. One demon is telling you, you will not marry. And he's telling you because he's in your family, he's in the lineage. Excuse me. And he's showing you the people in your family line that did not marry. Wait, wait, wait. Those people in your family line, the things you are hearing here, did they hear? Talk to me. The revelations from the word of God that is entering your spirit, did he enter? You have collected enough not to be tied up somewhere. I'm telling you. The word of God that you sit down to read, don't think it's anything. It's not any other. Why I cannot stop where my father stopped? Because the word of God that has entered me did not enter them. I'm not dreaming in any way that what happened to my fathers will happen to me. It's not possible. Unless it's a good one, I collect that. Talk to me, somebody. The investment of heaven in my life cannot allow where they stop their limitations to limit me. So I'm not afraid of any stupid, foolish demon. I'm not afraid of. It's not possible. What you are hearing now is your father's edit. What happened to them? What would have happened to them? So do not liken yourself with those people that are stagnated somewhere. Demons enslave. Demons enslave. They enslave. Let me talk about these three together. Demons compel. They enslave. And they cause addiction. I'll talk about the three of them together. Demons enslave. They compel. They cause addiction. I'll look at three of them together, maybe today, if I have time. Demons defile. Demons blind. They're blind.
I think 2 Corinthians chapter 4 verse 4 has something to say about demons blinding the mind of unbelievers. Demons seduce. They entice. They trouble. Demons trouble. Demons vex. Demons bind. Demons bind. Demons are also communicated by sound. By what? Sounds. Hello. Some of you are seated down here. In your phones are demonic songs. What worldly songs? You have them. You play them. You enjoy them. You are invited. Ah, no. Did I say you are invited? You have demons. You may think it's not true. You have demons. If we check now, you discover that there are demonic activities happening in your life. And I'm telling you, you invited them. When we come to how they're coming, I will show you plenty. I'm just taking my time. So you can be speaking in tongues and you have demons. Because of the song that plays in your phone, in your radio, in your CD, in whatever. As the songs are playing, demons say they are calling me. Were you not in the crusade when the brother testified about African Queen? Were you not in the crusade? Should I bring him again to tell you again? He said he saw we are African Queen. So anytime you are singing African Queen, you're already demonized. And all these other demonic songs. He said that before he gets a tomb, he will smoke Igbo. Then he will get in the demonic world. And then a tune will begin to play in his mind. He'll start playing it. That's how he used to get songs. The one you play, the one you sing. Something that Satan gave his children. You are playing your phone. He said a secular song. What is secular song? What is secular song? Secular songs are worldly songs. Who is the Oga of the world? The Bible says Satan, the God of this world. Have you not seen it in your Bible? You want to see it? Huh? Second, okay. Oh, okay, you are already there. Look at that. Whose minds? Who? The God of this age. Who is the God of this age? He's the God of secular. Say secular song. No, it's normal song. I'm trying to remember one secular song. Demons entice. Do you have it? Demons harass. Demons torture. Demons compare. Demons enslave. Demons causes addiction. Demons defy. Demons deceive. Demons attack physical body. Demons oppose. Demons pervert the word of God. Demons hold their captives. Demons blind people. Demons seduce people. Demons trouble. Demons oppress. Demons vex. Demons bind. Demons possess. Demons resist. They resist. How many do you have there? You don't have it. Let me talk a little on something I think we should look at. Demons bind. Demons bind. They bind. What does it mean to bind? Bind. How do you bind? Huh? To tie up. Abi? To confine in a place. Demons bind people. They bind people. And they can bind a Christian. Does it look strange? Demons bind people. That's why you hear about, you hear us say every shackle, Abi, be what? Broken. Shackles are to bind. Chains of darkness. Demons bind their captive. They bind them.
They bind them so that they remain in a place. They bind them to remain stagnant. They bind them to remain in whatever situation they met them. Luke chapter 13. Things we are going to show you as we teach is the oppressions of the discerning of spirit. This is something that anyone that must escape the activities of demons must cry for. Not just those who minister to deliver people. You need the discerning of spirit, and it's free. It's not for special people. It's one of the oppressions of the spirit of truth. It's discernment. The spirit of truth operates with discernment. Hello? Are you with me? Alright, praise the Lord. Okay, Luke 13, verse 16. Luke 13, verse 16. Are you there? Luke 13:16. Okay, let's make it a full story. Oh yeah, give me the story from where is the story? Where did it start from? Let's make it a full story before I show you what I want to show you. Check 14, check 13, quickly. Okay, and behold, there was a woman who had the spirit of what? Who had the spirit of infirmity for how many years? 18 years, and was bent over and could in no way do what? You see, on Sunday, I can't remember, when we are talking about this limitation, when we talk about the resisting force of the demon spirit, I resist it from raising your head. See what this demon spirit did to this sister, that she could no way do what? Raise herself up, so she remained bent. Physically bent. We are talking of physically bent. So you could see this woman walking like this. And she came to church every Sunday. She came to church every Sabbath day, which is Saturday now. She came to church every fellowship meeting she was there. But she came bent. And nobody knew that it was a demon in oppression. Doctors will give you the medical name. Amen? Talk to me, somebody. Doctors will give you what? Medical name. I preached in a vigil in Delta State. And people were nodding their eyes. I said, no, you don't do that. I managed to keep them awake. Because I wanted to teach them. I didn't want to preach fire. I wanted to teach them. So I managed to keep them awake. So there was these two sisters who were nodding. I couldn't keep them awake. Immediately the vigil ended. They had 2 hours because where they came from was far. They had to stay in the church for 2 hours. Two of them were talking for the next 2 hours. They didn't sleep. They have a demon. I'm not joking. Some of you are like that, yeah. You sleep during sermon. Anyhow, you are gone. There is a demon to check out. Let's look at our scripture. We just opened it. We stop with it. And could in no way raise herself. Verse 12. But when Jesus saw her, he called out to him and said to her, woman, what? You are loosed from what? Your infirmity. Wow. I'm not going to look at this today. Verse 13. And he laid his hands on her, and immediately she was made what? Straight. And glorified God. Verse 14.
But these rulers began to talk nonsense. Why did you heal in Sabbath day? 15. And Jesus rebuked them anyway, like you always do. Say, if your ox, you know, and the Lord answered him and said, hypocrite, does not each one of you on the Sabbath lose his ox or donkey from the stall and lead it away to water it? Now look at verse 16. That is what I want us to look at. So ought not this woman, now let's consider this woman, being who? Excuse me, who was this? Daughter of who? Who is the daughter of Abraham? Daughter of Abraham. Daughter of Abraham. Not daughter of Buhari. Daughter of who? Daughter of Abraham. Not daughter of Jezebel. Daughter of Abraham. Not daughter of the world. This woman, Jesus called her the daughter of Abraham, but she was under the captivity of demons. Whom Satan has done what? What is bound? To do what? To tie up. Demons tie up people. He says Satan has bound. Plenty of us listening to me, you are a child of God, a daughter of Abraham, a son of Abraham, but Satan has somehow in one area or the other of your life tied you up. You are bound. Demons bind people. When you examine your life and you discover a stagnation in your walk with God, you may be bound. When you examine your life and discover that there is no progression, and please, before you do that, make sure you have the formula to check progression. You may be bound. You are tied up. Demons tie lives up. When you check your health, like this woman, her health was tied up. Your health has been tied up. There is no progression. You are not getting well. It's not just medical attention. You need deliverance. Amen? Anyway, let me give you a counsel. Anytime you see a case and you are trying to pay attention to it medically and it's not working, medical science does not have solution to that. You've tried again and again and over a period of time. You need to deal with it like you would deal with a demon. Anything that harasses you over a period of time and is there harassing your life, your marriage, your destiny, is a demon. Hello? It's beautiful you begin to know how to identify them. The things that tie you up, tie your destiny up. There is no progression spiritually, physically, financially, mentally. No progression in any way. Check. A demon spirit is working. And they work in many ways, but you need to check. If you've been coming to sit down here, hearing the teachings that come from this altar, and your Christian life is not getting better, your walk with God is not getting better, you need to come for deliverance. You are tied up. If you sit down here listening to the teachings that flow from this altar, and your passion for God is not growing, your appetite for the word of God is not growing, appetite to live like Jesus is not growing, you need a special attention. You need to cry out to the Spirit of God, and even possibly to come close for deliverance. Amen. Amen, somebody. It was in the process of studying, I discovered that this thing can work with different demons. Now, can you see the demon that went to bind this woman working with the spirit of infirmity? Are you seeing collaboration? Talk to me. She was under the oppression of the spirit of infirmity. She was bent over. A crippling spirit took over her physical body, oppressed her. She was bent over. That was not the will of God. And for 18 years, she was bent and she couldn't find help. No doctor could help her. That was a demon spirit in oppression. And we did not know until Jesus came. Hello? If your business has been bent for a long time, it's not moving forward, you need deliverance. That business may be tied. Yesterday we are analyzing the demon that has affected or defied the eyes of men physically now, physical defect. Like plenty of you have eye problem. I don't mean to insult anybody, but you need deliverance. What is the deliverance you need? Remove your phone from your eyes when there is no light in the room. I told the daughter that I want her to study medicine, but I want her to do optometry. In the next 4-5 years, those who deal on the eyes, doctors that specializes on the eyes, they will be making so much money. Because every average human being has eye problem, including plenty of you that are listening to me. When you get back home now, you carry your Android phone, and there is no light in the room. You switch off the light, and you are chatting. Hey, 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 hey. 2 hours, you are looking on the screen. The thing is damaging your eyes. Hey, hey, hey. Hey, tomorrow you come and tell me you have headache. It's not just headache, it's eye problem. Some of you are looking at me. Some of you already, you can't see well. If young people are getting... And I began to analyze. I was with 2 young men who were already affected. And we are talking. One said he cannot look at the sun. I said, you mean at this age, you can't look at the sun? Under 20. I'll be under 30. You look at the sun, you can't keep your eyes there. Tomorrow, if you don't cast out that devil now, you see the person standing on the healing line. One say if there is light, he cannot see well. You need to remove the light before he can begin to see small. Because of phone and laptop, there is no light. You keep your eyes there. Are you seeing that this wisdom is casting out that demon of blindness? Talk to me. So please, once it's night, if you want to look at your phone on light, do not look at your Android phone when there is no light in the room. You are killing your eyes. I'm telling you, God is our wife. So that when you stand, if I touch you, if the healing doesn't happen, are you sabi? Demons do what? They bind. They tie up people's health. They tie up people's destiny. They tie up people's legs. They tie up people's hands. That's what you call poverty. When Satan ties your hand, the works of your hand can no longer prosper. You say that person is poor. A demon can tie your hand. You are just struggling. Say it's poverty. In the plan of God for your life, it is not written that you'll be poor. Hello? Who has the poor destiny here? So we don't have poor people here. This is not a poor place. No poor person. You cannot be poor in Jesus' name. It's decision. Jesus said, Judas and all those thieves, they say, sell this thing and give to the poor. Jesus said, you always have the poor. Eh? You always have opportunity to help the poor. So, what does it mean? It means that these disciples, we are not going to be the poor people. Because we are the people to be helping the poor. In our Bible. Okay, let's leave that one. So demons can tie up someone's hand that he becomes poor. Demons can tie up a marriage that marriage looks barren. Demons can tie up a destiny that it does not produce fruit. Demons can tie up your health. Tie up your legs. I preach in Enugu Ezike. some years ago, and the woman couldn't walk. She couldn't walk. Demons tied her legs. You see, when we go to crusades, when I want to pray for the sick, I must command the spirit of infirmity to get out first before I start praying for the sick. Because I may not have time to minister to them one-on-one. The lady came out for healing. A demon tied her legs. She couldn't walk. How did it happen? She saw old five naira, in her room. She couldn't, remember where that money came from. So it was not her that kept the money. So she took the money and threw it away and swept the house. Immediately she threw the money away, she stopped walking. A demon tied her, tied leg. She couldn't raise her leg again. They tied up the leg. Some of you, your lives are tied up. How many of you want to be freed? A demon spirit. Let me say this to someone. It's not part of my message. That confusion is the. But the light of God will set you free. Confusion. I'm hearing confusion. You are confused. Confusion is one of the activities of demons. It makes you confused. It's for someone. You came here today. You are confused. I am praying for that person. Because Satan wants you to make mistakes so that he can destroy you. I'm praying for that person. I don't know who you are here. But you are inside this hall now. The person I'm talking about is inside this hall. I'm praying for you now. That the spirit of knowing will attend to you. I cleanse your faculties. With the word of God and with the blood of Jesus. I cleanse your intellect. I cleanse your emotions. I cleanse your will. With the blood of Jesus. Receive light. Receive light. Receive light. Receive illumination. In the name of Jesus. You will be confused. In Jesus' name. I'm saying this. There are some people that made mistake in marriage. They had choices. They took the wrong person. A demon was involved. Anywhere a demon is operating, there is darkness there. But when there is light, that darkness leaves. Receive light. Stand to your feet. Did you hear something tonight? We are going to pray in 5 minutes. Can you locate any part of your life? I've said so many things. But I preached in about 15 minutes what I'm looking at. Locate whatever the Lord said to you. But let me stay on where I measure today. Locate that part of your life that a demon spirit has tied. Which part of your life is bound by the devil? It could be a sickness. I'm going to pray with you for 15 minutes. Lift up your voice and begin to pray. Speak in the name of Jesus. Command that demon spirit that bound you to get out. Ask the demon to loose. Ask the demon to get out. Anywhere you are tied, be loosed. I want you to pray.